This is the latest local news on WIBD. The Ozaukee County Sheriff's Department has released the name of a motorcyclist killed in a crash Sunday. Authorities say the motorcycle operated by 66-year-old John Tepper of West Bend was struck by a car operated by a 30-year-old Fredonia man who failed to yield right-of-way at the intersection of Highway 33 and County I. The accident shut down Highway 33 in both directions for about 4 hours Sunday near Saukville. The driver of the car was not hurt and has been cited for failure to yield, causing death. Saying he would have sentenced him to a longer prison term if he could have, Washington County Judge James Muehlbauer yesterday sentenced a 47-year-old Milwaukee man to the maximum term of 5 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision for sexually assaulting a boy in Germantown and Jackson more than 125 times over a 10-year period. Chris A. Hansen pled guilty in March to a reduced charge of third-degree sexual assault. Hansen was originally charged in 2014 with two counts of repeated sexual assault of a child and was facing a sentence of up to 100 years had that case gone to trial. Even though he pled guilty to the reduced charge, Hansen later claimed that the victim, now in his 20s, made up the assault to avoid punishment for a marijuana issue. In court yesterday, the victim said the assaults began when he was in third grade and continued until he was in high school. Muehlbauer said that Hansen has shown no remorse over his crime and seemed more concerned about his own situation than the effect of the assaults on the victim and his family. A $10,000 cash bond has been set for a 50-year-old Lomira man facing his ninth OWI charge after a chase late Sunday afternoon that wrapped up in the man's driveway. Washington County authorities say a concerned driver called 911 at just after 5 o'clock Sunday to report a northbound black pickup truck all over the road on I-41 near Highway 60. The caller said vehicles were lining up behind the truck because they were afraid to pass. A deputy attempted to stop the vehicle on I-41 south of Highway 28, but the driver failed to stop. He left the interstate at 28, then got back on the interstate southbound. Speed in the pursuit ranged from 35 to 100 miles an hour. The truck hit at least two construction barrels and sideswiped a temporary concrete wall in the construction zone twice. Eventually, he left the interstate at Highway 67 and drove to a residential area in Lomira. Police say Todd W. Begley then backed the vehicle into his driveway and was taken into custody. In addition to ninth offense OWI, he's been charged with felony eluding an officer. He faces 3 to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000.